1. Begin transmission.
Nope. It is not 8:53 p.m. Let's not kid ourselves. The actual time is 19:30 UTC, and you're listening to Anon Radio. Oh, what kind of radio show should we do next? Oh, I know. The Dubious Goals Committee. That's right. It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee. Welcome. Oh, it's another extraordinarily cold day here where I live. Who am I, you might ask? My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this extraordinarily questionable excuse for a committee in which, you know, my main activities include, but are not limited to, pouring tea, oh, there's not much left. No, but it doesn't matter. And what kind of tea am I drinking today? Again, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's good, though. Yeah. Delicious. Yeah. I'm just finishing off the last of the, what was I drinking yesterday? Che Guanyin. Drinking the last of the batch of Che Guanyin. Now my teapot's making weird noises. Always fun. Maybe we should look in here to see how much is actually left. How much tea is left? Oh boy, a little bit more than I thought. Do I want to drink it? Do I want to drink it? I know what you're all thinking. You're all thinking, my God, Tobe, you're really questioning yourself about whether or not you want to drink some tea? Well, yeah, that's happening right now. Why is this happening? Why is this such an unusual thing? Well, let me tell you. This is pretty good, though. Yesterday, right after the Dubious Goals Committee, I noticed that it was very sunny outdoors. Yeah, it was still pretty cold, but I ran up to check the temperature, and it was warmer than they thought it said it was going to be. And so I thought, huh. So I put on some warm clothes. I changed my clothes, which was a task in and of itself, but was slightly ameliorated by the fact that I put the clothes that I was going to change into the clothes dryer for about a minute, maybe 2 minutes, before I actually changed my clothes. So the clothes I was putting on were actually warmer, and that helped a lot. And then I jumped in my car. And I drove, how far is it to there? That's about a mile to there and about another mile to there. So about 2 miles. Maybe I drove 2.25 miles. I drove 3 kilometers. I drove 3 kilometers to one of my favorite stores. What store did I go to? I went to the tea store. Yes, I bought tea yesterday, and today is new tea day. Oh my goodness, yes. Can you believe it? It is new tea day. Went to the store yesterday, and I bought, how much tea did I buy? I bought 3 different kinds of tea. And I also bought some candy. Oh my God, the candy. That's more good news. More good news in the candy department. I found the original I found the original tropical mix that you can't get anymore. And it's JDM packaging. It's Japanese domestic market. And I got mango, banana, and melon high chews. Yes, and I also got some more of my sour guava candy. And it turns out I got there too late. The same company that makes the sour guava candy makes tangerine candy, and they had it on sale for 99 cents, but I missed it, and they were sold out! But I don't feel too bad, because I did get the good high chews, and I got a boatload of tea. I also bought some noodles. Seems like there was something else I bought, but it doesn't matter. Right, and so it's new tea day. It is tea drinking day. And oh, the other thing is, and this is other, is this still going on? We better move. I hope we have enough battery for this today. Approximately 1/2 hour ago, a mere 30 minutes ago, I heard questionable sounds. I heard the sound of a large truck pulling up in front of my house. And I thought, what are they doing? Oh, and they're gone. Yes. Goody. I was getting worried because it was a big sewer truck. It was one of the big sewer tank trucks, and they were getting into the manhole in front of my house. And I was getting worried because I thought, uh-oh, this means we're going to have some more toilet explosions. And I thought, just what I need, toilet explosions on new tea day. All right, so I'm going to dump out the last remnants and dregs of the old tea. And I'm trying to do this all with one hand. I'm going to rinse out the teapot. I've got water boiling. That's good. And uh-oh. Hi. Yes, you're a baby. Do you want some kitty water? Okay, I'll get the kitty some kitty water. Pippa has arrived, as you may have imagined, and probably also predicted, because whenever I walk into the kitchen in the morning, somebody else has to come in here with us, right? You're a good baby. All right, rinsey, rinsey, rinse. So this is an interesting story. So I got to the tea store, and I walked over to the tea aisle, and I was getting pretty excited, as I'm apt to do. So I walked down the tea aisle, and I noticed that, oh, some things have been rearranged. Something's new. Something's different. Yippee-ki-yay. And so I was looking at tea, and I noticed that they had a lot of gift tea out, and so I was like, yeah, that makes sense. And then I saw something else. I saw something weird. There was jars in this one place, and I thought, that's a weird place for jars to be, so I started looking at the jars. And pretty much the first thing I see is a jar. It is clear glass. That makes me nervous, but you know, whatever. It's not like they have it stored in direct sunlight or anything. And here's the jar right here. It has some English written on it, and it says West Lake Dragon Well Tea. And I had a sharp intake of breath. Because what does that mean? The West Lake Dragon Well Tea. What does that mean? Well, in Chinese, that means Shihu Longjing. Yeah, Shihu Longjing. That's what we have. Do you believe it? I got really excited because those are the magic words. When it comes to Longjing, Shihu Longjing, this is the good stuff. This is the good stuff. And so I was getting excited. I was breathing heavily. I was looking for a price tag saying, how much I want it. I gotta have it. Yes, I gotta have it, baby dimpers. Drink your candy water. You gotta grow up and be nice and strong.
Drink all that kitty water.
You're a good baby. So I excitedly start looking for the price, because I know this is going to cost an arm and a leg, but I'm going to buy it. Then I found the price, and I thought, wait a minute, this can't be right. This is about $45 a jean. What? This ain't no Shihu Longjing.
Are you Shihu Longjing, kitty? Yes, you are.
And so, I bought it anyway. Because the truth of the matter is, let's break this seal. The truth of the matter is, I don't want to go into it. You don't even give a crap about what I'm talking about. Let me just tell you that this is probably Xiaoyu Fu Ding, and it's not grown in Shihu, I can tell you that much. Also, this is one of the lesser... Wow, look at it. One of the lesser varietals. This is not the original. This is not even Longjing 43. And that's why I think it's Xiaoyao Fu Ding. Yeah, I mean, it's dark. I've got it open. It smells good. The thing of it is there are some cases in which you can call your tea Shihu Fu, Shihu Longjing, even though it's not technically grown in Shihu. Yeah, but this is nice. This is still pretty nice. This is not pre-Qingming Longjing. This is later pickings, but still good. This is like this is like late March of last year. I can guarantee goddamn to you that this is, yeah, oh my god, it smells good. The leaf is in great shape though. Good leaf. There's some buddage in there. There's a bud. There's another bud. All right, this is good stuff. I got the tea in the filter. I got the filter in the pot. The water is boiling. And it doesn't matter. Even if this is this is not the most expensive tea in the world. But it's going to be better than the other Longjing that I used to have. Because that other stuff was just gift tea. And it was broken. This is some pretty nice looking stuff. It is whole leaf. And it doesn't look very broken. This is... You know, I can tell by looking at it that this is hand finished, which is good, but it's not hand stopped. This is machine stopped. Let's do the old one-handed pour here. Water into the tea. We're going to let that sit for a second. It's very dark emerald green, very nice. When it comes to processing Longjing, you got to fire it twice. It's that first firing that stops the enzymatic breakdown process. And then the second firing is the lovely flavor firing, or frying, however you want to look at it. I'm pulling it. Oh, wow. Wow, 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 wow. Look at that. Oh, smell that. Oh my god, this is insanity. Holy crap. I gotta rinse the teapot lid thing off because I don't want this to get me. Oh my god, the smell. what was I saying?
Yes, you're a good baby.
This tea has been in a machine. And then it was hand finished. That's good. All right. We need to get to a teacup. Where the hell is my teacup? Oh, yeah. I left it down by the computer. So, anyway. What was I talking about? Something about tea? Something about Longjing? I do love the Longjing. And we're going to taste it here. In a matter of seconds. It smells absolutely unbelievable. Oh, wow, look at the color, too. It's pale. It's pale straw with some... It's almost got some greenness to it. Oh, wow, the smell. This is not like... Oh, wow, what the hell? Okay, yeah, I just noticed some, like, carotene-type smells. And, it's got a very floral aspect to it, like, what is that flower? Not like... it's like orchid or something like that. Oh, no. I want to drink it. I'm going to drink it. Yada. It's going to be hot though, huh? Yeah. What in the hell? Oh my God. Yeah. Very, very carotene at first. Boom. Yeah, it's like taking a mouthful of spinach and then it's gone. The carotene flavor is gone and is replaced by beans. Yes, that's, yeah, like, yeah, okay. You know what this tastes like? You know those little Japanese cookies that are like the size of a nickel and they're really thin and they're like wrapped around a stick and they're made out of soybean paste or something, then they sprinkle like sencha on them? That's what this tastes like. That's what this reminds me of. That's what... Yeah. Wow, that's so weird. Yeah, you drink it. The carotene flavor goes rolling back on your tongue and disappears. And then that whole bean-like flavor. And there's more to it than just... than just beans. What else is that? What else is that? It's... I can't... Filberts. That's what it is. Filberts. Sometimes known as a hazelnut. It's sort of hazelnutty at the end. Wow, just how very odd. And when I say odd here, I don't mean that in a bad way. Or, when I say odd, I mean the way that, the way that the progression of the flavor goes. It's odd in the sense that it's very distinctive. It's funny. It's very funny. Wow, I'm drinking the dragon today, and it's a very funny dragon. Wow. Yeah, I can tell you a few things, though. This is not, what is that original Longjing varietal called? I can't remember. This is not that. This is also not Longjing 43. And I know what you're thinking. Longjing 43? That doesn't sound like a real tea varietal. Those people are Chinese. They can think of beautiful poetic names for their tea varietals. And whereas this is true, Longjing 43 is a product of the government. It's a government varietal, government research, government blah blah, government ning nong. This isn't it. This is not Longjing 43. That other stuff we've had is Longjing 43. It's not as beany, and it's more florally. This is Bean City. This is Bean Central. The train is pulling into Bean Central Station, and it's full of Longjing. There's 83 tank cars behind that train. They're all filled with yummy, delicious Longjing. Oh my God. Wow. Now it's starting to go to my head. I'm starting to feel it hit my brainstem. And it is good. I am very pleased. Oh, yes. All right, so we got some really decent Longjing. And this wasn't very expensive. It was about, what, $40 or $45 a jing? So this is not the... It's not the cheap and worst Longjing you can get. It's not the best. But if you need to start somewhere with good Longjing, this isn't a bad place to start. This is not bad at all. I'm strangely impressed. Well, I knew it was going to be pretty good when I was looking at it. You know, after freaking out in the store, you know, I'm holding it, and it comes in a jar, so it's glass, it's clear. I can see through it. I can see the tea, and I'm looking at the tea, and I think, well, geez, this actually looks pretty good. I know it's not the good stuff. It's not the super official real deal Shihu Longjing. It's so crazy. It's got that Japanese green tea flavor to it. You know the way that sencha, or actually, this has got a more of a matcha. This is a matcha vibe. It tastes like matcha, but the matcha flavor goes away fast. You drink it, and you're like, oh, it's got that matcha flavor. And then it rolls off. And then it's beans. Beans. Oh. Crazy. Yeah. So there I was, standing in the store for 5 minutes, looking at the tea, thinking, ticking things off in my mind. You know, a whole leaf, and it looks good, and it's obviously hand-finished. You can tell by the edges of the leaf. And the leaf is, you know, pretty decent size, although I'm suspecting that this comes from a small leaf variety. You know, so obviously not Longjing 43, nah. How many damn times do I have to say it? Oh, wow. And so I put that jar of tea in my shopping basket. And then I started looking at more and more tea. And they didn't have a whole hell of a lot. And there was a lot of empty spots on the shelf, which makes sense at this time of year. You know, a lot of tea got bought because, you know, New Year. And so I was looking for tea, more tea to buy. They did not have any Jinjin Mei, which was kind of disturbing, but, you know, whatever. And I was running low on other things like Dahong Pao and Cheguan Yin. They did have a couple of Dahong Paos, but nothing that really looked like it was drinkable. And then I found some Cheguan Yin, and maybe we can talk about that in a few days. And then I bought something. And then I bought something weird. What did I buy? Well, you're not going to believe it, but I actually bought some aged puer. And no, it's not anything all that great. It's just gift tea. But, you know, that was the only other stuff that they had, really. I looked for other puers, but no. And they just had some boxes of the gift stuff. So I thought, well, no, you know, we might as well pick some up. Might as well pick some up, considering I haven't had any aged puer in literally decades. So I'm glad to get my hands on that. And uh-oh, what did I just say? I want to get my hands on the, I got my hands on the good tea. Yeah, nope. Obviously, you don't want to say that, because then Kirk Cameron comes in here with his greasy little fingers. Boy, are you going to get it now. What? Look at that greasy mess
you
made.
Boy, are you going to get it now. What? Look at that greasy mess you made. Our mom just drove up.
Give me something fast.
Slap.
Here, 409 works fast.
Yeah?
Before you start to wipe.
409 special.
But before Kirk Cameron can start to wipe, 1981, Mom walks in the door and wonders if it shines.
Hey, that shines. What have you two been up to?
Oh, just getting greasy. And drinking some Longjing. I think I'm having some kind of Deco Boco Kaiketsu. I could be wrong, though. I don't know what's happening. That's right. Hi, Pozu. Hi, Chizu. What in the hell is wrong with everything today? I don't care. I don't actually care why this stuff is not working correctly, because I have new tea. I've got lots and lots of tea that I can drink, and that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to drink it all day. Well, maybe I should try to be a little bit productive. Although it's cold. Although, you know, I keep saying it's cold. It's not all that cold. You know, it's only, I don't know what, 5 degrees below zero or whatever. And not Celsius, Fahrenheit, real temperature. Real man's temperature. Oh my God. It's just that it's cold enough where you constantly notice it. You know how sometimes in the winter you go, oh gosh, I'm a little bit cold right now. And then you put on a sweatshirt and you forget all about it. Yeah, that's not what this is. This is the stage of why is it so damn cold? You know, where you're standing around every 10 seconds going, yeah, I'm kind of cold. Huh, you know, I better have some hot tea. Or, huh, I'm kind of cold. I better eat some food. You know, every 10 minutes you're like, oh, huh, that's weird. I'm kind of cold. Maybe I better listen to the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day for your warming convenience at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. It's time to go. I got a lot of tea to drink, people, and I promise maybe I'll try to do something productive today. It seems like I gotta do something else, but yeah, maybe I'll, I don't know, try to work on this music project, or at least come up with something for tomorrow. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.